Iron sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away?
I want my weekend back!
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer, and you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for, from Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
This is Rich from Rick's Ace Hardware Store in Highland, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your next project so you can get your weekend back. Or, of course, you can visit us online at acestl.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician at Ford, and once he starts talking brakes, there's no stopping it.
Brakes are the most important system on your car as far as I'm concerned. And when we do an inspection, we check the pads and shoes for thicknesses. We check
Motorcraft brake pads installed $99.95 or less. After $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford Service credit card, just $49.95 or less. Taxes extra. Rebate by check, subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most cars and light trucks. One axle. Excludes machining, rotors, or drums. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 5/31/13.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank acrylic siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank acrylic siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
For great Italian food at reasonable prices, it's Candici's. Try their pastas, hand-tossed pizzas, and the best toasted ravioli anywhere. Candici's, in the heart of Baldwin, because you love great food.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
vomit
from it. So can you stand up?
It's so funny. One word. It's a good word. Vomit.
Yes, it describes what happened.
It really does. And I don't know why, but vomit. There.
Yeah, I wonder if it came from a Latin root word like every other word does. Yeah.
Vomitir or something. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the May 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse. I'm in a really good mood. I now have a bid for the dinner with me and my wife and two other couples. Thank you, anonymous donor. I don't know you. Dan has your number. I will eventually find out who you are. Thank you so much. And I don't mean this in a mean way, but I hope you get outbid.
Hey!
Don't. I couldn't be happier either way. Let's do a round of introductions. The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to consider a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
Are you reading this?
No.
It sounded like you were reading.
No. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks. And the origin of vomit comes from late Middle English, vomitin, or vomitin. Latin vomitere. And it's to discharge or vomit.
To discharge?
Yeah.
Well, that could be other things.
Yeah.
I don't like that word, discharge. Unless it's army related, I don't like it. She had a discharge.
To eject the contents of the stomach through the mouth, regurgitate or throw up, or to belch or spew with force or violence.
You know the side effect on those TV commercials when they do those? Ask your doctor about the one that I hate the most, oily discharge.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
Dan Strauss is in the house, speaking of oily discharges, with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Not so great. I'm having an oily discharge.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
I don't think that would work. Brad Boy says if you're having a discharge, wherever the point of leakage is, you plug it up with what?
Cheese.
Plug it up with cheese.
Mm. Well,
that would
or
work.
Eat cheese. And yeah. Bind
eat
you
cheese.
Up.
Bind you from the inside. That's right. It's the kind of pleasant discussions we have here on 550 The People.
Enjoy your dinner.
Enjoy
everybody.
Your dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bill Clevland, he can go to the Playhouse, right? Bill Clevland will be with us shortly. Yes. Or as some people who email me sometime refer to him, Bill Cleveland, like the town in Ohio. That's okay. You, as long as you know where to find us, you can mess up our names. We don't care. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for about 21 years. They've saved people a lot of money, and they've helped people get into houses. And in many cases, people who were turned down other places. Now, that's not to say that all their business is people who are on the fringe and barely can get credit. They have some of those people. They have some people with the pretty much perfect credit. I'm very proud to say that I have in my life, because it was hammered into me from a young age, pay your bills, pay your bills, pay your bills on time. If you can't pay, don't buy. I have a really good credit. My kids have great credit. It's a good thing, but not everybody has. In fact, most people don't have perfect credit. Mine's not perfect. What's the perfect credit score? 880 or something?
Oh, I think it might even
is there
be
a 900?
I don't know.
I don't have that. I don't think anybody has that. Because they always find a way, well, we knocked off 10 points because 20 years ago you whatever. So remember that you're in good company because most people do not have perfect credit. And whatever your credit rating, American Equity Mortgage will find the best rate for you, either for that mortgage or for that loan, that bill consolidation loan or home equity loan.
850.
That's as high as it goes? No kidding.
They found a guy in Westlake, Ohio, who has a score of 848. That's about...
No kidding.
Yeah.
There is no 850. Nobody has 850. That doesn't surprise me.
His rating ranks higher than 100% of U.S. consumers, so I guess that's about as good as it gets.
I feel pretty good at 810 or whatever they told me mine was. But what if yours is a 690 or something? Call American Equity Mortgage. They'll get you the best rate they possibly can, get you back on track. One of the ways to get back on track and get a better credit rating, by the way, is get those credit cards paid off. They're real good at showing you how to do that. American Equity Mortgage, the one that the others want to be. But they're not. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with, and you can hear him playing in the background, Bruce Lipperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, doing Bill. Great, great, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. That's funny you mentioned that whole credit thing, because I remember I went to buy a vehicle once, and my credit, like you, I pay off all my credit card bills. No, I'm very proud not to have any debt, except for my house, of course. But and they, when I went to buy this vehicle, they told me that my credit score was low because I did not have any credit going on my credit cards. I had credit cards, had plenty of accessible credit, but didn't have any debt on my cards.
Yeah, it's
you
amazing.
You have to use them.
Yeah,
wouldn't you think it'd be the other way around? Hey, look, here's a guy who has plenty of credit, but he's responsible with it, and the bills are paid up. No. Your score would actually go up, at least what they told me, if I had actually had things, you know, debt on those cards.
I've heard that before. If you have an active credit card and you haven't bought anything with it for a while, that's that goes against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It should
be
the opposite.
Whole system is rigged.
What's happening?
Well, according to reports, Joe Biden is already campaigning for president.
Woo-hoo.
Apparently, Biden told Obama, Barack, I can't be walking bull anymore. It doesn't look presidential.
Oh, well, he's got a point.
And Barbara Walters announced she's retiring from The View next year.
Good riddance.
Barbara will be replaced by Jay Leno.
Yep, should
slide
be.
Right in there. Yeah, Barbara's had a long, successful career. Walters says she'll never forget her first interview when she had the exclusive one-on-one with Noah about that whole ARC thing. And finally, this afternoon...
I will not miss her. I've never liked her.
that Walters is leaving the news business after 37 years on television.
Good.
Or as the cast of 60 Minutes called it, early retirement.
Yeah, no.
Book Loveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and for downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 515 KTRS.
Bill, we need to make a note of whatever phone you're using and never use it again.
Yeah.
It's like popping and crackling.
Bad signal today.
Yeah. Work on that. Thank you, Bill.
I'm standing on my head. Is that the problem?
That could be the problem. Thank you.
See
okay.
ya.
Yeah. Popping and stuff. Man, I feel so much better. Thank you, anonymous bidder. I will be calling you eventually, very shortly, probably. Thank you for the $2,000 for dinner. It's not over. Not over. Friends of Kids with Cancer. A wonderful dinner. My wife, me, two couples. The two couples then also get a room at the Ritz-Carlton and breakfast and dancing in the lobby and all that stuff. So we'll talk more about it later. But I'm so, wow, you made my day. You know who you are. I won't, you want to be anonymous? I'll keep you anonymous. And we'll go from there. I mentioned yesterday that over the weekend I was in a casino. I'm a casino person. And I know that part of this comes from being brought up in the South in a very strict household, and you watch your language, and I think we've lost our way. I think there's no class anymore, and I think people go out in public and they curse, and they curse in front of kids, and they eat in restaurants in flip-flops and these shirts that guys wear where you see their underarm hair, and there's no class anymore. I'm in a casino the other night. And there's a guy sitting at a video poker machine next to me, and then next to him, two away from me, is his mother. Because he kept calling her mom, mom, how you doing? I've never heard a guy drop the F-bomb to his mom.
Really?
As much, not only as
in
much.
What,
Oh, no, no. It was like he'd get something, he'd go, oh, M-F-er, mom, what the F are you? How are you effing doing on your effing machine? And I just thought, wow. I cannot even believe what I'm hearing here. Yeah. If I had even just said that word in any context, I'd have been missing my teeth.
I said that to my mom one time.
Oh, I remember that story. She hit you good.
Cracked me up.
Could mean they're good friends, though. It sounds like she was fine with it.
They may have a great relationship. I just don't relate to looking at your mom and going, mom, look at this MF-er.
No, I don't
either. He was about 30 years old, and I don't, man, it just, I didn't know what to think of that.
Kids today.
Yeah, these kids.
Crazy.
Thanks to everybody with the ammo suggestions. I appreciate that yesterday. Joyce Brothers is dead. Dr. Joyce Brothers, 84. I never did really get her.
She was weird to me.
I thought she was weird, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know what
did
else
she
to
write
say
a
about
column
her.
Or
yeah, she well,
she
yes.
was a psychologist, right? Or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't people write her like Dear Abby almost?
Yeah. She had a column, and then she had a radio show. And
she was on Match Game a couple weeks ago. She
lots
was
of game shows.
Game show panelist.
Lots of game. And I guess what made her popular was she could be kind of funny and playful and not so doctorish, you know.
She has some funny answers on there.
These guys like Dr. Phil take themselves a little too seriously. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Joyce Brothers dead at 84. As you heard, Barbara Walters, as Bill would say, who cares? Yeah, I got sick of Barbara Walters a long time ago. And here's the other thing I don't get.
That
she comes
show.
Out and goes, I'm leaving in a year. Why don't you just leave or wait until you're leaving and go, I'm leaving, dragging it out a year. Yeah, that View. What a horrible show. Is Behar still on that?
No, she's on the current TV now. She has her own show. It's Whoopi. Sherry Shepherd, that Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I can't watch that stuff.
And Barbara.
There are a lot of stories, and there have been over the years, about guys who have tried to have sex with all kinds of animals, objects. This one may take the cake. This was over in Sweden. 35-year-old guy decided he wanted to stick his wiener in a hornet's nest.
Oh.
I might go ahead and add, he's dead.
Oh, man.
He had 146 hornet stings. Oh. 54 of them were on his genitals.
Oh, my.
Maybe he liked the vibration, I guess. Maybe it felt good for a little bit.
They said that when they went to investigate, they found fingerprints, handprints on both sides. In other words, he grabbed the hornet's nest with both hands and thrust his pelvis into it. This is a suicide mission.
Oh, man.
They said there was...
Maybe he tried it before and was successful.
Pubic hair on the entrance to the nest and the fingerprints.
How did hair come on?
I love this quote from the police. Here's the actual quote. To attempt to have intercourse with a hornet's nest is a very bad idea.
What?
You want to write that down? Huh. We might ought to write that down.
That's pretty... Inciting.
At least work up to that. Start with a bee's nest and then a wasp nest. And don't just go to it.
I asked Peon if he'd ever been stung by a hornet. Have you, Dan?
Yes.
It hurts. It hurts bad. It's like a knife.
It's like you get shot or something.
Ugh.
It's honest to goodness, I don't know what it feels like. It's shot in the back. I ran from one with my shirt off years ago. Three of them got me. Boom, boom, boom. It was just like bullets or knife blades.
I had one. And
where'd you have your shirt off, first of all?
Well, this was years ago, and I was at the lake, and nobody was looking, and I had my shirt off, and as soon as I realized I'd stumbled on a hornet's nest, I turn away to run. They chase you.
That's what I did. I stumbled on, I lifted something up, and it's like, uh-oh. Whoa-oh. And I turned around, and and it got me in the back of the leg and knocked me down to my knees.
Oh, I was scared to death as a kid of bees, being stung by
bees,
a bee.
Nothing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hornet is the worst. All right, this is among the lowest of the low when it comes to things that people will do. They claim down in Orlando at Disney World that they have calculated that about 1% of the people who go and take their families there, and it's mainly wealthy people, they have figured out a way to cut through the long lines at Disney World. They hire disabled people to pose as family members.
Oh.
You believe this?
There's what's the name of the company? Don't they name the company in the article? It's like Dream something.
Dream Tours.
Yeah. There's a company that has these people
that offers disabled people. This woman says she hired a dream tour guide to escort her and her husband and their one-year-old son and their five-year-old daughter through the park in a motorized scooter with a handicap sign on it. They were sent right to a special entrance. Here's what she says. My daughter waited 1 minute to get on It's a Small World. The other kids waited 2.5 hours. She had and she's kind of bragging about it. We hired a disabled guide.
Wow.
That's a new one.
Wow.
And I've heard from people whose kids were down there with Make-A-Wish, and so they do a great job. If you're really handicapped or sick or something, you right in. But come on. If I want to be a scumbag, here's my suggestion. Why pay a disabled person? Why don't you just act like you're mentally disabled or physically disabled? And just have them say, oh, my brother. And then if they say, is this your brother? And then go, or something. And then, okay, let's let him on in. I don't know why. Maybe people aren't good enough actors to play.
Well, yeah.
Either way,
correct.
It's low.
It sounds like Dream Tours doesn't have these people available. They provide tours for people with handicapped. So apparently these families are getting the handicapped person
and then
first,
they have the dream tour people.
And then they have the dream tour people
set everything up.
Yeah.
Still pretty low. Pretty low. Dan, this is something you will not be participating in. The cicadas are coming again.
Oh.
This is the year. 17 years since we had the cicada thing. And there are going to be millions of these things.
I hated those things.
But what this article suggests is that we ought to be more like most other countries in the world. You know that our part of the country is the only part of our part of the world is the only part of the world that doesn't eat a lot of bugs. Other countries eat bugs, and they say there's so much food in the form of these cicadas, you could feed all kinds of hungry people, and that they're very, very nutritious. Now, I don't care how nutritious they are.
No.
I know a lot of people are not going to eat cicadas.
I don't want to. Ugh. I went out with a tennis racket the last time.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter filmed you when you were cutting the grass. It's attacked by them, did too.
That's right.
They say one of the most delicious insects or bees you can eat are honeybees. Well, that makes sense. They probably got some honey in them.
Yeah.
They say they're good. And these cicadas, for 17 years, have been living off tree sap. So there's some nutrition.
Sweet.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
And then the greatest thing that came out of this article was this particular number. I'll ask you guys, how many different, now an insect you remember from school is something with six legs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A spider is not an insect.
Right.
And as how many different actual insects do you think there are in the world?
Oh, my goodness. There's got to be millions.
50,000.
10 million. Who counts that? How do you even count that?
People 10 have a lot million of time insects. On their hands, I think.
2 billion people around the world already eat on a regular basis bugs as a food source.
Yeah.
The Western diet, our diet, is the odd one of the whole world that excludes bugs.
Yeah.
Everybody else eats bugs.
I don't think so.
There's a lot
I
of
would.
Other.
I would. You fry up some bugs and put some chocolate on them or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other foods.
Seen that?
I
chocolate
like
covered crickets
more.
And stuff. I could do that. The largest and most famous place to go for a roller coaster ride is Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Yes, remember, I wanted to make a point to go there.
Remember the first chick that used to work on this show? She loved roller coasters.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cedar Point, the self-proclaimed roller coaster capital of the world, is about to unveil. Well, in fact, they just did this past Saturday unveil their 16th roller coaster, and it's called the Gatekeeper. It's a steel wing roller coaster, suspends riders 170 feet above Cedar Point Beach, and then sends them hurling through 6 inversions and stomach-dropping falls at about 70 miles an hour.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No, thank you.
I'd love to do that.
No, thanks.
I'd be vomiting all over.
Oh, there'd be puke flying.
Yeah.
It says one about of a dozen coasters being launched this year. There's a new one coming to Pigeon Forge at Dolly Parton's place. Universal and Resort announces the opening for Transformers, The Ride, which it says will be mind-blowing. I cannot do this. Reading it's starting to make me sick. I'm not a roller coaster.
Yeah, person. I was always petrified, and then all of a sudden something happened. I hit a certain age, and I was like, oh, why am I scared? And so now I'll go.
Do you ever go to Disney World?
Yeah.
Magic Mountain? Isn't that in the dark?
Yeah. That is Magic Mountain. Yeah.
We went on
that.
It's a roller coaster in pitch dark.
Yes, it was cool.
So you can't anticipate what's going to drop out from under you.
No.
Oh, I did that. I think that's the last. My kids were little. I said,
Mr. Freeze, I can't do that. We did that one time, and we went on it twice in one day, and both of us, because it feels like your brain has just been rocked in your head, because that's the one that starts at 0 and goes to 60, like right out of the chute.
Yeah.
And then you go up a thing, and then you come down backwards. And
they ought to name them names like Puke Monster, mm-hmm. or Vomit Comet, or
Brain Shaker,
Upchucker, the Upchucker.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The blonde and a brunette. And they're on an elevator in an office building, going from the lobby to the 25th floor. Get to the 23rd floor, and the doors open, and this great-looking guy. Ladies, whoever you think is, like, I think Bradley Cooper to a lot of women right now is about the hottest-looking guy. So imagine Leonardo DiCaprio or Bradley Cooper getting in on the elevator with a black suit. And he kind of glances at the blonde and the brunette, and they exchange sort of looks of acknowledgement. And they're both, they can tell, each one can tell the other one is thinking, this guy is the most handsome guy I've ever seen in my life. The elevator goes down, he gets off at the 12th floor, and the women watch him walk out of the elevator, and the brunette turns to the blonde, and she says, oh my goodness, was that guy good looking. What a fantastic-looking guy. But did you see on his black suit the dandruff? Like he'd been in a snowstorm. The blonde said, yeah, I saw that. The brunette says, somebody ought to give him some head and shoulders. The blonde says, how do you give shoulders?
Let's see how traffic's moving and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you do have an accident. It's on westbound 70. It's just after the where they're building the new Mississippi River Bridge that had a lane blocked. The traffic is backed up all the way through the depressed section, northbound 55. All lanes are backed up. It looked like around Park when I checked it out. On westbound 64, you are still jammed up between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're slow again from about Ballas out through Mason, and then it's heavy again from Timberlake Manor. You've got slow pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge. That was all due to that earlier accident. On westbound 70, you're jammed up between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge. You're heavy again from Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, that's still a little bit heavy between east of McDonald through New Florissant. And downtown, eastbound 64 still jams up pretty solid. I couldn't really find a reason, but it's solid between Vandeventer and the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. The Chesterfield Amphitheater will come alive with the best in local talent in the West County Talent Bash this Saturday. There'll be entertainment from the Mid-America Shades of Blue Air Force Band and also Javier Mendoza. The best in local talent will compete along with barbecue, craft beer tasting, and we'll light up the sky with fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Join us at the West County Talent Bash this Saturday, beginning at 12:30 p.m. at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. Brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's World. 10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with a Good Housekeeping seal of approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping seal of approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's Window World.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. To receive their free cruise, all they had to do was call Holiday Cruise Line during our recent radio free cruise promotion. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed a free cruise to the Bahamas. Please call in the next 5 minutes. Call 1-800-400-0861. We're promoting free cruises because once you try one of our cruises, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free cruise includes your cabin, meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, and a chance to win thousands in cash prizes. You're only responsible for a small port fee. Discover why Porthole Magazine named us Best Bahamas Getaway Cruise 3 years running. Be the next listener to enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. 1-800-400-0861. Act fast. 1-800-400-0861.
There's nothing subliminal about getting hungry. Hungry. It usually hits you with the subtlety of a ton of bricks. Hungry, hungry. Now that your stomach has your full attention, you need to rectify the situation. Subliminal subs. With something made to order. Subliminal subs. From the fresh food specialists at the home of the grilled sub. Subliminal subs. Subliminal subs.
I just said that subliminally.
Said what?
Subliminal subs.
That was you? I thought it was my stomach talking.
This is your stomach talking. Subliminal subs, grilled subs, and more. You know you want one.
Subliminal subs are made to order by fresh food specialists. With grilled and specialty subs, fresh salads, soups, and drinks.
Subliminal subs
has locations on both sides of the river. In Illinois, you'll find Subliminal subs in O'Fallon on Highway 50, on South Main in Waterloo, and in the Edwardsville Troy area on Edwardsville Road off I-55 exit 18. And in Missouri,
Terry.
There's the newest location in the Westport Plaza, coming soon to Millstadt and the Central West End. Go to subliminalsubs.com for the full menu, locations, and phone numbers. Subliminal Subs. You know you want one.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Denise Bradley, and exciting things are happening at Appliance Discounters. We're now introducing the new Bosch line of appliances, so now you can get the entire line of Bosch kitchen appliances along with laundry products at Appliance Discounters. Come by any of our Appliance Discounters locations to check out the smart-looking line of Bosch dishwashers. They're rated as the quietest, most water- and energy-efficient line of dishwashers in the U.S. and backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. The Bosch single and double wall ovens are German-engineered with the largest capacity on the market. Match it with a sleekly designed Bosch built-in refrigerator with a variety of convenience and food preservation features. There are also Bosch cooktops, ventilation, or laundry units at Appliance Discounters. We buy Bosch appliances factory direct by the truckload for extra savings, which means our savings are your savings. Visit any of our Appliance Discounters' four showrooms in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, and the newest location in Baldwin. Or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Guys, do you know the secret to becoming unstoppable in the bedroom? The secret that's helped countless men overcome the shame and embarrassment of poor sexual performance? It's the secret that drug companies don't want you to know about. An extremely powerful, all-natural male enhancement capsule. It's called Bravado. And right now, we'll give you a full-size supply absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-500-4151. Bravado is safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Get ready for the best intimacy you've ever had. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-500-4151. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just two blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, BarronMirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Extended through May. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Fruit of the vine. Come on, you all should start knowing these lyrics by now. Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start over. Let me go home and start over. Here's a man who appreciates the fruit of the vine as much as anybody. He's done a lot to support the wine industry. Not only here, but abroad. France, Italy. Drinking his share, maybe drinking some now, we'll find out. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com if you want to know more. Here is the king of the fruit of the vine, Mike Evans.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, you know that's what I be talking about.
Yeah.
Take care of my business.
You know what I like? I like grape juice, but I've almost decided I don't want to buy anything Ocean Spray because I can't stand those Ocean Spray commercials.
But they're standing in that.
And the reason I can't stand it, it's an absolute direct ripoff of the old Bartles and James commercials. They stole the old Bartles and James commercials. I can't stand them. Get your own new idea.
You tell them, Franco.
That's right, buddy.
You don't have to take any of that cheap dip.
No.
I do.
But I love grape juice. Anybody else like just really good
juice? Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, yeah.
Man, grape juice is good.
Sometimes grape juice is too strong.
It is strong.
Yeah, it is strong.
It's sweet, but I love it.
If it's like with a lot of crushed ice and I can sip it.
Yeah. I know some people water it down. They'll put it on.
No, don't do that.
Don't water it down.
No.
No, you know, that's not manly. You don't
have to pee on yourself.
That's right. You're peeing on yourself.
That's right. There you go. Paco's question. Name the name of the Hollywood hottie who makes a ton of money flipping property. Meg Ryan. Julia Roberts. Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
Timely tidbits. The shocking news here in Hollywood is Angelina Jolie and that double mastectomy, a preemptive strike against cancer. Mother died of ovarian cancer. That is the talk of the town. I mean, this whole town is just buzzing about that. And I hear she's going to do a one-on-one with Katie Couric about this next month.
Did you read the letter she wrote?
Just
the public.
Op-ed.
I haven't read it yet. Peon printed it out for me. He said it's great.
Yeah, it is. It really is. She thanks her husband for his support.
Yeah.
Timely tidbits continue. Hard to believe. Everybody sitting down?
Yep.
The two brothers of kidnapped suspect Ariel Castro are filing court papers asking for visitation rights of the 6-year-old girl who was the result of their brother his raping the victim, Amanda Berry.
Oh, my goodness.
They claim that they are legitimate blood relatives of that child, that they knew nothing about their brother's diabolical deeds, and they want to get to know their niece.
Too bad.
Can you imagine what guts? It's unbelievable.
And I saw an interview with those two guys, and they both said that they hope that he rots in jail. And all this other stuff.
Well, then you two should stay out of the picture because you're a reminder to everybody that your brother is a monster.
Exactly. Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
Already going stir crazy at Betty Ford, demanding she be allowed to transfer to the rehab where they allow her to take her choice of drug, which is Adderall.
I don't blame her.
This afternoon, prosecutors said through a letter to her attorney that she would either stay at Betty Ford or she would be taken straight to jail, but she's not going to transfer. As you know, that is so unfair they're being unfair to Lindsay. I mean, how can she go to a rehab if she doesn't have her drugs?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what's happened in this country that you can't call your own shots in rehab?
Exactly.
You're paying for it.
You're able to do the drugs that you want to do in rehab.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it. What the heck?
Yeah. Absolutely, Dean. Second day of O.J. Simpson's hearing, the mostly bald, fat O.J.
Easy, buddy. Come on now.
O.J., by the way, is the captain of the prison softball team and basketball team. Boy, he really shuffles along now. New York Post headline, big picture of O.J. just looking horrible, and it says, O.J., doing lard time.
I killed Nicole.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, we were talking earlier, Mike.
Lard time.
What do you think the chances are that some of the ladies of the prison have serviced the juice?
I doubt it.
No?
Mm.
You think
so? Oh, yeah. Theon thinks that he...
Well, you find him attractive?
No.
65-year-old, 280-pound fat guy?
No, but he's saying is because O.J.'s famous, a lot of the prisoners probably think, hey, I serviced O.J.
Wasn't it you that told us that he had, like, a group of...
followers?
The ladies of the prison waiting on him.
The queens.
Oh, he's a big hero there. But I don't know that they're having sex with him.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Well, not sex, maybe.
We probably will. I'm
monitor.
Sure
you know what you ought to do as a reporter, as a real reporter, is...
Just go have sex with O.J.?
Get admitted into the prison undercover.
Get myself arrested, pull a felony, and roomed with O.J. and watch.
And
act like I'm sleeping at night.
Yep. And get us the story.
I would do that for you.
I know you would.
That's the kind of man I'm a reporter and true employee that I am. TV news. the Cartoon Network is doing a new Saturday morning show based on Mike Tyson.
About time.
But his cartoon character isn't a boxer. He's Detective Mike Tyson, who fights street bullies for the kids. I guess he probably hits the kids, knocks them down, bites their ears off.
That's
or
right.
I'm just guessing. He could also make it. They should make it educational.
Yeah, spelling, like a spelling show.
I saw somebody wrote online, he's turned into like the Bill Cosby. He's doing one-man shows and cartoons.
Yeah, he is. Two new reality shows in the works. CeeLo Life. Oh, I can hardly wait. And if Tim Tebow doesn't catch on with a football team, he's been offered a reality show as well.
That's something I won't watch.
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Or CeeLo?
Either one.
I'd watch Tim Tebow. Mm. 24 has been renewed by Fox, but it is in limited engagement, limited run. TV review. If you like Shark Tank, yep. Anybody watch Shark Tank?
Yeah, it's good.
I like Shark Tank. There's a new show that debuts tonight that's even better. It is called Studio Audience. And the studio actually decides which entrepreneur will get $50,000 to help their new business. It debuts tonight on the CNBC network. It's called Crowd Rules. Actually, pretty good.
Who puts up the money? The network?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it. Today, tonight's show that they'll be airing, there's four different companies, and they're all involved in they're small, they're little small businesses in food industry.
What network? Where's it on?
CNBC.
Okay.
Shocking stat. Women actresses are getting no respect in Hollywood. Of the top 100 grossing movies in 2012, only 28% of the speaking parts were women.
Hmm.
I don't think that's bad.
Oh,
that's just bad.
Stop it. What are you doing? Applauding that.
Why are you applauding that?
The audience applauded. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't go for that.
No.
We don't condone that.
I mean, 51% of the population are women. Over 50% of the women, the people that go to movies are women. You would think that they would be, 45%, 40%, 35%, 30%, 28%.
Well, go on, woman. Get me my dinner.
Hey, we do not talk like
no.
that.
No. It's awful.
The Screen Actors Guild is filing a complaint with these studios.
Good.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Well, then to hell with it. Finally.
Good attitude.
I just go right to the end of the report.
Good attitude.
I don't want to go long. Name the name of the Hollywood hottie who makes a ton of money flipping property. Meg Ryan, Julia Roberts, Heather Locklear. Now, who would you rather of those three?
I don't know. Meg Ryan.
Oh, of the three.
Locklear.
Locklear. Yeah, absolutely. Dan, who do you think?
I'll say Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
I don't know why, but I'm going to go Meg Ryan.
The answer is Meg Ryan.
We're geniuses.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day, Mike Evans, Hollywood. Say it.
You know why? Because three of the three, she seems like she has the least career going.
Right. She's totally.
She would do that for money where the other two wouldn't have to. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. 40 years this year, I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Dr. Watanabe, Dr. Haynes, everybody there. A pleasure to be around. And they give you the impression, and if they're not sincere with it, I think they are. They're the best actors. They're better than any of these actors you hear us mention, like Heather Locklear, Angelina Jolie. They're the greatest actors in the world because, boy, they do a good job of making you feel like they genuinely want this experience of going to the dentist to be as pleasant as it can be. I don't think they're capable of being that good at actors. I think it's sincere. And somehow or other, they have figured out how to take what to a lot of people is the worst experience in life, aside from really serious stuff like chemotherapy. I'm just talking about general maintenance. Going to the dentist is something, by and large, most people hate. And they've managed to fix that problem, even to the point where, and I get it in emails from people all the time, and I will tell you personally, I've never dreaded an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Years and years and years ago, many years ago, before the 40, I had some really painful, bad experience where I walked out with my mask on, and I'm never going in there again. Holy cow, that was horrible. Painful. Not Ballast Dental Care. Yes, the latest, greatest equipment and procedures and all that. A lot of places have that. But wait till you meet the people. Wait till you have the Ballast Dental Care experience. And if you need sedation dentistry, I'll answer your question. Yes, they are licensed for sedation dentistry. And if it's necessary, then that's what they'll do. But there's a very good chance, even though you think you may need it, you may not. Never again experience the anxiety, the fear, the dread about going to a dentist. Change where you go. They'd be happy to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Time to get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things still running stop and go on southbound 270 from approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. The last check, they were still working with this accident, blocking the left lane on westbound 70 near 10th Street, and that had traffic backed up into the depressed section. Northbound 55 was not that bad. Eastbound 64 is still slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 slowing Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Maryville Center. And then from Timberlake Manor out to about the Hardy's Iceplex, you have pretty solid traffic. After that, it's starting to open up as you go towards the Boone Bridge. And then on southbound 141 at Springdale, you've got a serious accident there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
I submitted a recording of our show to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Just got a letter from it. Rejected. There's next year. Maybe next year. Hey, thanks for joining us. Do this again tomorrow. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Top managers are to blame in the IRS scandal over tax-exempt statuses, says an independent review. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The Treasury Department Inspector General report blames ineffective management.